Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come on. Nagy, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guest today is the strong and powerful Nagy Bialik. Nagy is a research scientist, the founder and CEO of AccuMatch, the Behavior Intelligence Coaching and Leadership Academy. Excited to have you on. Nagy, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Wow. How long do we have? I try and keep it brief. Thanks, George, first of all, for the opportunity to be on your podcast here. The short story of it, I'm married 32 years, got two wonderful kids. One's doing masters and degrees and 30-year-old student still.
Nice.
And the other one is a chip off the old block, is in business doing marketing, which is great. So it's been a great journey for me. I started my career with an engineering background. I started with IBM, but there's a bit of a link probably before that, because people ask me, engineering to behavior, how do you go from one to the other? And what I came to realize was, actually in high school, I got introduced to behaviors in one of our English courses, and it was to do with neuro-linguistic programming, which was kicking off around that time in the world, So that journey continued in IBM. I did a lot of courses in leadership and management and clear thinking. And so I found myself very quickly moving out of engineering and into leadership. And then, when I left IBM, was to pursue a career as an entrepreneur. So, consulted to Fortune 100 companies in Australia, started my own import and distribution business. We were very successful. I married a Calgarian, hence that's why we're in Canada. So in fact, we just celebrated 20 years in Canada just a few days ago, which
nice.
Is very exciting. Yeah. One thing led to another. I've been from business opportunities to different ventures, had some successes, had some challenges. Recessions kind of catch you by surprise sometimes, which is really interesting. In 2007, I had another opportunity to start another business venture, which was actually in the business coaching area. And my goal was to build a coaching firm. So very quickly, I was fortunate to be very successful at it, given my background, experience with small business and corporate, and being able to reach both areas, been in VP roles, the whole history kind of came together in the business coaching opportunity. And through that, we coached many businesses. I had a team. I trained probably over 40 coaches. But the challenge that I came across was that not all coaches could be successful. Out of 40, believe it or not, and I think those numbers probably stuck up against the norm out there, maybe 6 made it, and 2 or 3 were super successful. But the challenge of that itself caused me to go back into some of my earlier years of research and science and engineering. And I really wanted to fix that, you know. There was a couple of things. Sorry if I'm, stop me if I'm rambling on a bit too much. It was not just a challenge for the coaches. It was a challenge for me, you know, seeing that I've run businesses before and we've been successful and I've had great teams. Why aren't the coaches being successful? The business owners themselves were also dealing with some of the same challenges. And at that time in Calgary, it's almost like in the US at the moment, where there is a shortage of people to hire, to recruit. And so the importance of getting the right people on the team was very critical. So I launched a recruiting company, actually a staffing company, and we started recruiting for our clients and for ourselves, basically going through a lot of research into behavior, understanding the mindset, the brain. You know, my daughter's got a master's in neuroscience. My wife has an interest in psychology. My best friend is a psychologist. You know, all of that came together into really diving deep. And I did about a four-year stint where it was just head down, studying, researching, testing. We had, you know, through the firm, we had a huge opportunity to test what we were doing because of the large number of clients we were working with. So that was kind of the journey. As a result of that work in 2017, I had an opportunity for some of my coaches to buy me out, and so that I could focus purely on this work. And AccuMatch was born as a result of the prior 8 to 10 years of research and scientific studies around behavior and how the brain works. So that's kind of the journey. 2017, we went into pilot to test the model, and realized very quickly that this was much better suited for leaders and coaches, right? We can reach a lot more people. We can help a lot more people if we put it in the hands of coaches and leaders, because the focus isn't to assess a behavior and give you a personality profile. The focus is understanding that we're constantly learning and growing and changing. Our brain, you know, our neuroplasticity is something that was discovered in the late part of the last century. And, you know, today we know that we can do pretty much anything we put our mind to. It's just a matter of really committing to that, practicing that, and so forth. So giving a tool like this to a coach where they can help people is far more powerful, in my opinion. So the journey just moved into that direction. We now work with coaches in multiple continents and in several languages, and it's growing from there.
Nice. I love it. So it's certainly imperative to have the right tool for the job, right? And then if you can actually get the right tool into the hands of the proper craftsperson, then you're really on to something.
Yeah, very well said. You know, the coaches we work with, you know, they're just amazing coaches. They really understand the value of this. You know, most coaches, when they're starting out, they're still doing some discovery work and learning about what tools are available to them. And they'll usually take on a simple personality profile tool like DISC or Myers-Briggs or those. And it's not till later on that they realize, yeah, those tools are great, but they're really not giving me the depth that I need to be able to go deeper with my clients. The specificity, if you like, about which behavior is the one within this category or label that is the challenge, because a lot of those tools, you know, they're great because they introduce people to the idea, but they put many labels in a category without telling you just how much of each one really exists. And that was a thing that we really needed to change is being an engineer, I guess, you know, I like the detail, the specific information to be able to accurately work on the area that needs to be worked on. Many examples of that, you know, some of them are really showing up through the COVID situation. We hear the word pivot a lot. Sure. and change and transformation, and really without the understanding of how someone deals with information like that, we assume that
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Just, you know, some people, why, or maybe the question is, why do some people embrace change very quickly and others seem to have struggle with that? Well, you know, we map two points on our graph. One's called procedure and one's called options. Another one is sameness and difference. So, you know, this just gives me instantaneous information about which people on the team I need to take time and work with them and lead them and actually, you know, coach them through change, and which ones are just going to leap into it maybe too quickly. And we need to kind of say, hang on a minute, just let's put our ducks in a row. Let's make sure we plan properly. Let's put these things in place. And coaches have to go through questions and discovery and, you know, learning about their clients. Sometimes this takes months and years to really uncover what they develop intuitively, right? Whereas with something like AccuMatch, you have that answer within seconds of that graph being presented to you, right?
So, so just to... So instead of me taking a test and it's going to say that I'm an extroverted person, I can take a test and it'll say George is going to do well or do poorly in a changing environment?
Yeah, so we mapped 49 different behaviors. That's the level of detail that we have so that we can say, you know, okay, George, you know, based on historical information, George is an extrovert. But what does an extrovert really mean? Actually, when we look at the map, we realize that, you know, George likes to engage with people, but he's actually not very high on relationships with people, right? He actually needs to have downtime to re-energize and so forth. So all of that information becomes available. We also, you know, discover whether you're a quick decision maker, whether you listen to other people's input when making decisions, or whether you just leap into it and you know inside you. You know, what's your level of self-confidence when it making decisions? So there's many different areas that we get information on, right?
Mm. And so the idea is that the more I can understand behaviors, the better my results will be?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question because in society today, we, I'll throw the word judge out there, it's a strong word, but we have biases, we have filters, sure. right? And those, that historical conditioning causes us to observe other people and make a judgment about them, okay? We can't read minds, so the judgment is purely based on the observable behavior, right? Mm-hmm. So there is really what we've learned through the scientific research is there's a disconnect that we've always made assumptions about. The disconnect is behavior is not intentional. Right? We behave in the best available resource that we have based on the intention of what we want to do, but the behavior could be completely wrong and would get you the wrong results. You know, so a leader working with a teammate might get triggered in a way that they assertively respond to that, and really that seems to be the only way that they've ever known to get results, and they believe they need to be that way in order to direct and lead people. But we know today that that was a historical conditioning from previous decades, and today there are much better ways of engaging team members. Now, the tool lets me as a leader know how George responds to feedback, how George responds to assertion and things like that. So, you know, things like George might be contrary, George might be the opposite. He might just shut down and allow things to happen and not contribute, which is negative in the workplace, right?
Well, that certainly does make sense. So let me know if I'm on the right track. If I am a CEO or a manager, I'm tasked with leading people or influencing people to drive the progress or success of an organization. And if my thinking is that an effective leader is a type A driver, then that is the behavior that I'm going to take on, versus actually understanding how the people that I'm leading are interested or will most effectively because that could be contrary to the way that the people that I'm working with will respond and to become effective.
Yeah. And, you know, a good example is perhaps if you want the business to be limited to only your direction, then continue to behave as a type A. Mm. But if you want the business to actually grow beyond yourself, then your team needs to be motivated, inspired by your leadership style. So it's important to then know how to talk to each person on the team and, you know, to recognize that, you know, some people people as human beings, we don't make mistakes deliberately to annoy the leadership, right? Yeah, we make mistakes because we've tried our best, we just didn't know what to do the way that we were expected to do it. So some people need more information on what steps to take in order for them to achieve and meet your expectations. Other people, you can just give them direction. They don't want all the detail. They want to go and figure it out. They're more motivated by solving the problem, coming up with their own solution, you know, taking, you know, the bit between their teeth and just going for it, you know. So that those kinds of nuances are really important in leadership today.
And so this
again, it limits the growth of the company.
This can help to align the expectation. If I'm expecting you to be doing a certain thing when I give you a task and I've given you the information, when in fact you need to learn in a totally different way or want to be led in a certain totally different way, then those aren't going to be lined up. But if I can give you the information in the fashion or the way that you like to receive it or the right amounts and follow up the right ways, then we're really optimized.
Yeah. You know, we often get the deer in the headlight look sometimes when we're trying to explain something to somebody without realizing that the way their receptors in their brain are working is not connecting with the information they're receiving. It's like you're speaking French to someone who understands only Chinese, you know, and the two are just not connecting. So understanding those nuances in many different areas, it's just so powerful. And we've heard many times leaders say, you know, they are less stressed because they now understand the people as opposed to the anxiety that they had trying to get, you know, a person, you know, a square peg to fit in a round hole, you know. So there's less anxiety in the workplace, there's less stress, the health benefits are significant, both for the leadership and the team members. You know, we see a lot of diversity questions coming up in the U.S. right now. You know, this whole understanding of behavior allows us to understand the person so that we don't get into situations where this could be misunderstood or misconstrued, etc. So, you know, removing some of those biases and filters and really getting past that and working with the individuals. Yeah.
Love it. Well, Nagi, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, the biggest one, I guess, is to remember that we're all conditioned through our past. These become our biases and our filters. And we judge others based on those biases and filters. So before you judge, maybe ask the question. Reach out to that person to see if your expectations are correct, whether it's just the behavior is not matching the intention.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on. Nagi, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
I guess the best way is, you know, reach out through the Acumatch BI website. It's double C, so it's accurately matching behavior intelligence, acumatchbi.com. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Nagi your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Give me the website again.
AccuMatchBI.com.
Perfect. Go to AccuMatch. It's AccuMatchBI.com. Check out all the great resources. Thanks again, Nagi.
Thank you. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.